we're here at Ramsbottom Cricket, Ramsbottom Football Club, I should say, today. Can you sort of tell us what's going on?
Well, you know, Ramsbottom Football Club let us use the room here to pack up the boxes, of which we will be packing up 200 of those today for delivery on Christmas Day. So on Christmas Day, everyone that is on our list will have a big cardboard box food package, plus their Christmas dinner delivered to them on Christmas Day.
And you mentioned that the 200 boxes, are they just in Bury or wider?
No, it's Bury, Rochdale, Wykefield, Prestwich, Radcliffe, some Worsley, all over really, all over sort of Salford Diocese. Well, we say 200, it's nearer 300 that we're actually doing today, because the demand this year is so greater than last year, really, which is a shame.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Christmas Day meal there at the parish church in Bury, and obviously you mentioned that people can get it delivered. How did that come about this year?
Well, for the last 6 years, we've put on a Christmas meal at the Bury Parish Church Hall. They very kindly let us use their hall and their kitchen equipment and electricity and everything free of charge. So it's great that they let us use that. But we've always had put on a meal there where we go and collect our guests, they have a meal, and then we take them home again. The meal's prepared by the youth group, who are all busy working out here, sorting out the boxes. Prepare it, and we've got volunteers from Caritas and family members that peel, cook, chop, get the food ready. We're very lucky that we've got help from the Victoria in Walshaw. They cook the turkey for us, which is great, and bring it down. And this year they're supplying free of charge the sausages that we're going to be using on the day, but it's great that they can cook that for us. The rest of the meal is prepared by the volunteers and the young people. And traditionally we've served a full three-course meal to those people on the day. And then last year, obviously with COVID, we decided that, well, obviously we couldn't have people in the hall, so we said we would do a delivery service. So again, we were very lucky that we've got help from our friends in the Jewish community in Whitefield, and they offered to help with transporting all of those. Again, there were members of the community here in Ramsbottom and Bury that also did deliveries. So again, this year we're going to offer the same delivery service, but we're also having a drop-in cafe for people that really, you know, do need to come for whatever reason. If they might be the lonely and isolated, and they just need to see someone on Christmas Day, or they might be homeless. So we're having a drop-in cafe as well, but it's mainly deliveries that we're doing. So we do have on the list at the moment 220 people that we're delivering to. Some of those are families with children, and the families will all get toys, age-appropriate toys for children. And for all the teenagers that are on our list, of which unfortunately there are many, we give them all a £30 JD sports voucher that we buy. The money that to put all this on, we have some very generous parishioners in St Joseph's, Ramsbottom, St Bernadette's, Whitefield, St Michael's, Whitefield, who have all donated money and food. And the local school here in Ramsbottom, St Joseph's Primary, they also, you know, collect food for us, which is great. It's a great community event, really. We have, you know, help from very many, many people.
You talk about the Christmas event. What do you look to do for people sort of all year round?
Well, for Caritas, obviously, is the Salford Diocesan Catholic Charity, and they help people every day of every year in many, many different ways, whether it's with homeless services, or supplying food, supplying places to go, or just, you know, general support. So that's all year round. It's just that obviously at this time of the year, we are filling that gap that is there, that people will either go hungry, be lonely, and have a difficult time at this, you know, at this point. So we are plugging that gap, hopefully, and helping people have a nicer Christmas. I mean, some of the people that call up, they will have a good 20-minute chat on the phone with me, because they're phoning up to order a Christmas dinner, but I might be the first person that they've spoken to in months. So they are looking forward not only to having a Christmas meal, which they wouldn't otherwise have had, but also seeing someone when someone knocks on the door to deliver that parcel. It's a friendly face.
And just finally, Lisa, how can people, whether they want to donate or maybe want to be a part of the Christmas meal, how do they get in touch?
Well, if people want to donate, there is a Just Giving site. It's justgiving.com/campaign/Berry Christmas. If you want to donate, you can do that way. We are in need of drivers on the day because, like I said before, unfortunately, the demand is so much greater now because people are finding themselves in circumstances that they never imagined, you know, with the pandemic and other things. So there's so many more on our list and so many more deliveries to do. If anybody wanted to volunteer to drive, they can get in touch with me on... there's a telephone number on the poster, but I can give you the number.
Yeah, you can do, yeah.
The number is 078-55-306-074. That's if you want to volunteer or if you know anybody that would benefit from a Christmas meal.